I've been running this podcast now since 2017. It's been a fundamental catalyst in my own journey of self-expression and clarity of purpose. I did not know it was going to happen. I just started because it felt right and because deep down I knew I needed to do something to get what was in my head out. The original premise of the show was about uncovering what it takes to live your best life on your terms and how important it is to get your shit together to make that happen. I don't think that's changed too much, though I do think the trap is thinking that having your shit together is all that it takes. You can just as easily find meaning and purpose missing despite doing all the right things in your life. You can also make amazing things happen even if you don't have it all together. As I head into the 7th anniversary of the podcast, I'm appreciating that it's less about the solo journey of getting your shit together and more about getting together and making cool shit happen. And while it's fundamental to do the necessary self-work, the real meaningful work happens when you're ready to co-create with others in bigger ways. This episode is for those who are in a moment of reflection on the passage of time of a life lived, finding themselves eager to dig in more deeply, but unsure of what to do next. Perhaps it's been a couple years now since you officially retired, or you're about to close the final page of a long chapter in your book of life. It's an exciting moment, or at least it should be. You have fulfilled on your obligations to society and to the industry you've invested at least a quarter century into. 60-hour work weeks where the sole focus of you and your peers was getting shit done has been replaced with a new domain to master. A new book is ready to be written as of today, your own. You spend a moment in reflection and acknowledge the life veteran staring back at you in the mirror. You made it this far and life has been good. As you take a deep breath in and settle your mind, you get present to the richness of the opportunity to take things a bit slower. It's a welcome change of pace and one you fully intend to take advantage of or have taken advantage of. Now's the time to start knocking off some of those items on the old bucket list, and so you do what you've always done and get busy, not being busy anymore. As time goes on, however, you find that life has assumed a new status quo. The eager enthusiasm for your future is replaced with bad thoughts. In fact, you might even go as far as declaring a state of emergency in your life as the activities you delegated for the weekend in the last book has now become the primary storyline of your everyday in the new. For the first time, you feel bored of life. It leaves you feeling uncertain, wondering how it was even possible to have lost your way. Here's one thing you might not have realized or even forgotten. Humans are not wired to be satisfied with a single accomplishment. It's the reason why most of what we've achieved always seems so fleeting after it's done. Happiness is a human construct. We're not truly designed to be happy or even content for very long. Some might say it's due to our moral shortcomings, selfishness, and materialism. I think it's just part of our blueprint. We crave variety. We're meant to struggle and strive through the process of going from thought to manifestation of idea into reality. Yet our minds have been conditioned by a billion-dollar industry to master a way of being that is not meant to be mastered, only channeled and directed. We've been groomed by our careers that a single focus with no downtime is the ultimate form of productivity. Oh, and don't forget to always seek out the shiny and new, for that's the only way to stay relevant in this fast-paced world. And there we are, penalizing ourselves because we're not in a constant state of happiness, paralyzed by all the choices, resigning to rather do nothing than having to pick something that we might not like. I ask that you free yourself of that pressure, that obligation, and that faulty sense of enoughness and consider the following. What if satisfaction, meaning, and purpose is not a consequence of a series of actions or outcomes, but of a choice we make to explore and attach new meaning to? Independent from any outcome, ask yourself a single question. what's true for me. This is your life on your terms, after all. There's only a ladder to climb because you decided that was the objective, no one else. Or have you forgotten that you are the master of your own domain? Now is the time to pursue doing that thing you've always wanted to do, regardless if you fail, because you will fail. And that's the whole point. You're recalibrating an old way of being with a new way of seeing, shifting from comparison to compassion, and you're going to suck at it, and it's going to be awesome. Now's the time to explore and redefine what makes up your creative process. Lean into your curiosity as a way forward. Spend time to better understand the nuances of who you are, how you operate, what you do, and why you do it. There will be many moments where you will not believe in the value of your worth. Rather than chiding yourself for what you haven't achieved or resenting someone for what they have, can you show yourself kindness for the incremental progress you've made? Can you show yourself compassion for whatever it took to achieve what you did? For your abilities you've nurtured? For the impact you worked hard on? For the positive experiences you've encountered along the way and for the tragic moments and setbacks that made you better for it. The reality is you have a treasure trove of insight and perspective that would definitely be a contribution to the people around you. Now, perhaps you reacted foolishly just now. Diminishing your achievements is something anyone could have done. It's time to live life differently. And here's a few ways to start. Pause more. Sit down. Recommit to yourself and create a plan. Get up early and follow your plan. Do something you've never done and experience something you've never experienced. Start a journal. Write about everything and anything. I encourage everybody to write. And stop censoring yourself. Learn something you've always put to the side. Support another in a mentorship capacity or be mentored by another. Build or create something with your hands. It's time to shift your focus from keeping score to contributing more, to shift from feeling contempt for ourselves to connecting that propels. Relearn and reconnect to what really satisfies you. Seek to understand and fully embrace who you are. Start with the end in mind. Find others to join you on this journey. Riff about what your future book will be about in the areas of your wellness, love, work, and fun. Be curious about yourself, about the areas of interest you've not given nearly enough time to pursue in the past, and reevaluate what's likely been a less than favorable relationship to time and space. I believe we're all looking to invest time into doing something that really matters, that we are here to reveal ourselves and commit to a cause bigger than we know ourselves to be. We're building on a body of work from a life lived, and we must be willing to reveal ourselves if we're to share it with the world. Deep down, we're all artists, creators, and builders, and creativity is a vital aspect of our human existence. You're ready to embrace and lean into what's true for you and let go of who you are not. Get, you are creative. And you are here to create something that brings value to this world. Your epiphany is hidden between the lines of the main story that is your life, and your opportunity is to embrace who you know yourself to be. You are the hero, tasked to take up the challenge bestowed upon you, to live a life to the fullest potential of your ability. The story is yours to uncover and can only be told by you. It's a story worth connecting deeply to, and worthy of sharing.